Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 627 and today I am talking about triggers, I guess. But I say I guess because it's not really where the conversation may go, but it's maybe what triggers the conversation, so to speak. Not to use the same word on itself. So the coaching room, who I've done a fair bit of my study through, recently shared a quote that simply said, "Face not what's in front of you, but what's inside of you. Face not what's in front of you, but what's inside of you." So one of the challenges that a lot of people that I've done work with come up against, including on the gym floor, including athletes, including other coaches, and so forth, salespeople, high level, you know, public servants, it doesn't discriminate, right? Is that their attention and focus will go to something outside of them that's in front of them as the source of their pain. And one of the challenges around that is that people can often go, well, this person did this. How do I get them to stop doing that? It's like, well, one thing is that may not be the right question, for one. And two, you're not in control of them. So why are you trying to control them? And more often than not, people are doing that because they're actually out of control. They are not able to control their reactions to situations. And so for a lot of people, there's an under responsibility of like, I can't control the way that I emotionally react to this situation and it angers me and I'm going to project that onto you and I'm going to tell you to stop doing that behavior. I mean, if you're around people that their intention is to trigger you, I mean, there's two things. One, I would probably recommend to figure out a way to not be around those people. But two, don't do that without asking the question, why am I around these people in the first place? Why did I attract these types of people? Why have I accepted this behavior towards me? Because we treat people how to treat us. And there's a lot of us that have had some difficulties in our youth that have actually unknowingly caused us to interact with people in a particular way. Because we feel that's what we deserve. And that's a challenging pill to swallow, but that's what I'm pointing at here. Face not what's in front of you, but what's inside of you. Why is whatever is occurring, why is it triggering you? Rather than just telling them to stop, because when they might stop, right? And if that person's intention is to actually trigger you, that's pretty shit, obviously. That's my judgment. Happy to pass it on. But the other thing, though, is that even if they stop triggering you, there's probably going to be other people that are out there that will trigger you. So then you got to go tell them to stop. And so one of the key things there is to actually have this emotional mastery of going, well, why is this important for me? That it has to be important. That's why I'm reacting. You know, what's it on behalf of? Where did I first learn this? Like, there's these powerful questions that depending on the context we can ask. To sort of navigate this space so we don't, for the rest of our life, become a victim to whether something's going to trigger us or not. Now, I'm simplifying quite a complex issue here. I'm aware of that. And I'm also aware that rape or something significantly less sinister like your brother or sister picking on you, right? There's a massive difference in trauma that's associated with those two things. And the way that then people actually deal with those two things, people deal with it differently. Neither right nor wrong, and there's always going to be pros and cons to that sort of situation. So I'm not trying to say like, hey, just because you were hurt in the past, you should just get over it. I'm not saying that. I'm offering you an introspection, right? So that we have the ability to then go into, and I've got a few more podcasts this week on this type of subject, right? Like, be able to go in and find out, why is this bothering me? Because when we get to that source, and then we can not reject it, not change it, because changing it is just another form of rejecting it, right? How do I change that? It's like, well, you're rejecting it again, right? But actually accepting it and integrating it, when we can do that, we start to actually know ourselves best. And people go, I think I know myself, but in what's often happening is that there's these negative emotions that are arising for them that they're trying to get rid of, or they're trying to change. It's like, that's a part of you. You don't get rid of them, you get to know them, because that's information for you. You've got this map of reality and something's not working, and so you're getting this visceral response in your body. What's going on? What's not working, rather than simply rejecting it and then distracting ourselves, right? It's the opposite of attraction towards something that's important. It's distraction. And then we distract ourselves with things that are able to numb us, because we don't get the choice of going, no, I just want to feel the positive vibes. I just want to feel the positive feelings. Because when we do that, when we try and negate the negative feelings, we don't just get a choice of only feeling good. We feel numb, or we feel all of it. And so my offer for you is to learn to feel all of it. Go inside. Face what that is. Face that part of you, right? And when we can integrate that, when we learn about it intimately, and there's plenty of programs or courses or therapy or coaching or whatever the case might be that will help you go down this path so you can learn to see these things of you in your shadow, so to speak, if we want to go a bit Jungian. And when we do that, we start to know our whole self, not just the parts of us that we like, our whole self. Because, you know, whatever we get frustrated or annoyed at in other individuals is just an opportunity to see what we see in ourselves, to see what we don't like about ourselves. It's really, really quite fascinating. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can also grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like one personally signed by this guy. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how you can find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it for me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you soon.